Alrighty, baby, you know what time it is. It's the MTM boys. Let's get a crack a lacking in the hood. You know what I'm saying? We're chilling. It's Lifestyle Edition. We're going to kind of sit back on this one and just chat it up with the boys. It's Liam and Andy, Man to Man Podcast. Go check us out. Appreciate y'all rocking with us. We are going to just shoot it here, man. If you haven't checked out our last episode, it's the basketball episode. Check It Up.
Yeah, check it out.
Liam, what's up, dude?
How you doing, man? You doing good?
Yeah, I'm good, man. We're just ripping it off rip. Ripping it off rip is what we like to do. It's our Lifestyle Edition, man. We appreciate, I guess, everyone that listened to our last Lifestyle episode, which was our Charlie on a Friday interview. And like we've been preaching the past couple of weeks, we're going to have this episode really for the purpose of those interviews. And we actually have a ton of interviews lined up. So we're super excited for that. I think our next like five episodes is going to be all interviews. Sorry, this one isn't. You know, we're trying to get it lined up. We got stoked about the Charlie on a Friday one. Go check it out if you haven't. But yeah, man, I'm excited to chat it up with you, man. Last time we talked about weird phobias and if you scratch, you know, you dang-a-lang and smell it. I don't know what we're going to do on this one. We haven't really decided yet. There is no preparation.
But that's a good thing, though. I feel like sometimes The better conversations that we have, whatever comes through our mind, we just start talking about it and it's just like, whatever.
Yeah, I do want to talk about something that no one's going to do, and that's our ad. It's BetMGM. We're sponsored by BetMGM, and you have to be a first-time user. Click the link in whatever description you're listening to, Apple, Spotify, YouTube, whatever it is, social media, at Man to Man Podcast. We do have a promo for a first-time user. Bet $10 on any NFL team to score a touchdown, and you win $200. I don't know if you asked me. That's a steal deal. I don't know if anybody's doing it. I actually had one buddy that said he did it, but didn't understand like how to actually opt into the bet. So I have no idea. I've already used BetMGM a while back and I think I bet on it once. So I don't know how to opt into the promo, but you should be already opted in for the promo if you just use the link in our description.
Right. I think that's another thing that you have to make sure. You can only bet $10 to make it like active on anybody who scored a touchdown, and then it'll get you your $200 after they score. So
well, that's great, man, because we're not doing it. So without further ado, man, we're excited for this episode. Appreciate y'all rocking with us. This is your co-host, Andy Elliott.
Alongside your co-host, Liam, the Hoopstar Match.
Let's get into it, Johnny. I'm ready.
Screaming money, counting chains, clanging shit. I guess that's how it sound when you win. I ain't joking, do it sound like I'm kidding. I've been making like 2,000 a minute. So high up through the clouds, I was swimming. I'm probably gonna drown when I'm in it. I bet she gonna get loud when I'm in it. And we might have a child. I don't love a hoe after we fuck, she can't get near me. Only bitch I give a conversation to is Siri. My pants are Mary. Yes, I'm winning clearly. I'm the chosen one, see my potential, so they fear me. Lately, I've been praying, God, I wonder, can you hear me? Thinking about the old me, I swear I miss you dearly. Stay down till you come up, I've been sticking to that theory. Every day about it, I'm exhausted and I'm weary. Make sure I smile in public when alone, my eyes teary. I fought through it all, but that shit hurt me severely. I've been getting high to have and have my insecurities. Taking different pills, but I know it ain't. Cop the BMW, new deposit, I picked up another bag. Like, fuck it, I'ma count while I'm in it. I hear planes flying, crowds screaming, money counting chains, clanking shit. I guess that's how it sound when you win. I ain't joking.
All right, man, we're gonna get into it. Like I said, man, it's the Lifestyle Editions. We drop these every Wednesday or Thursday. So I don't know. We haven't really decided yet. We kind of just drop it in the middle of the week when we're like, okay, maybe people had the opportunity to listen to the basketball episode. Now they can just listen to us either interview somebody or just listen to Andy and Liam from Man to Man Podcast. I don't know why you guys would want to listen to us, but hey, we're kind of funny and we like to talk about some stuff that really should be on our Patreon, like behind the scenes and everything else. But I think for this episode, we're going to kind of introduce a lot of things that we're doing right now and things like that. Before I get into that, I like the haircut, dude. You finally got a haircut. Let's talk about it. You look good. You asked me, what'd you say? He's acting, you know, we're hopping on Zoom and he's acting like he can't hear me at all. What, I got to say it five times? You look good.
Thank you.
You look good and I hope you're breathing well.
Yeah, man. I think right before the Charlie interview last week, I said I was going to get a haircut last week. Called up my lady that usually does my hair. She's booked for like 2 weeks. And I was like, I can't wait 2 weeks. So I went over to a nice little just a drop-in hair place.
Yeah, just a walk-in.
Like a sports clip. Yeah, one of those places, Sports Clips.
Dude, where did you get your haircut at?
I got it at Sports Clips.
I feel like Sports Clips isn't that great though. Like, I feel like they got a bad reputation to them.
No, I don't generally, like, I have a lady that I go to. Yeah. And Sports Clips is not, but I couldn't wait any longer. Right, the lettuce was getting too long, so I had to chop it up.
Well, the haircut definitely makes you feel better as a person too, because I did that same thing. I don't really have a barber. I would like to have a particular barber that I usually go to, but I don't. And I go to Scouts. You know, it's just a typical barbershop here in Nashville. I did the same thing. I walked in and I showed her Charlie's Instagram. I said, let me get this guy. They said, you will never be able to look like this guy. I said, hey, listen, let me try. So I'm kind of doing this weird thing with my hair, man. I'm kind of doing the messy TikTok F-boy look. I don't know if I'm really rocking it. I'm 25. I keep forgetting these kids are like 19 and 20. You know, their receding hairline hasn't started for them yet. And I have like really thick hair, but I also have really thin hair. It's like thinning out. And what my barber had told me was that I'm using shampoo that's too heavy for my hair. So I didn't know that was a thing, which causes like the little hairs to pop up, if you know what I'm saying. You know,
yeah, the frizziness
of the hair. And she recommended, this is not a free ad, but we should probably hit them up, Verb shampoo and conditioner, Ghost Edition. I have this product by Kevin Murphy. I guess he's a huge hairstylist, and it's called Killer Curls. Mm-hmm. And I just put this all in my hair and I just go crazy and just kind of mess up my hair and do a messy look. I've never really done it before. You stick with the traditional, you know, over to the side, which is what I usually do also. But I don't know, man. I'm trying to rock it. So that's I'm waiting for that one person to just tell me it looks terrible.
Well, that's the thing with guys' hair. I feel like everybody says this, but it's like so true. Guys' hairs is so much harder to like shape and like get a style that you really like. And half of that, somebody that you like, you know, trust cutting your hair, having a good barber or a person to cut your hair. But like for me, this like today, I walked in, I said, just cut it as short as you can. Like, I don't need a style really. I just, here's the style I usually go with. But because my hair was so long, it was like, Shorty, you just do, I just need it cut. And then I'll go back to my regular, you know, person I get my hair cut, and she'll start to style it and get back to where it was. But it was so damn long. You just had to start somewhere. You just had to start somewhere.
Yeah, it was long. So I don't know, man. We're just trying to figure out the haircuts and the receding hairlines and everything else. But yeah, it's looking good, man. You look great, man. I hope you're breathing well. So I am, I guess we'll talk about it, man. I'm kind of patiently waiting. My throat's been killing me, dude. And we'll talk about it. You know, I might come back next week and be like, I don't know if I can do the pot anymore. I got a CAT scan on my throat, man. And I told you about this. I texted you about it a couple weeks ago. To put this in perspective, I am the type of dude that has already had two CAT scans, right? And so, like, I'm kind of that dude that just thinks, oh, man, there's a lot going on with me. When in actuality, there isn't. But my fucking throat's been hurting, dude. And I know we talked about this before, and I texted you about it. I'm kind of worried about it. And I think it's also because, like, I talk a lot. And so I don't know if that has anything to do with it. But, yes, we are patiently waiting for the results. And I hope I'm not the father of a tumor. So...
I told you this. I don't know if I mentioned this on the pod, but I know I told you this. The guy, okay, so take it way back. You went to a regular physician and you told him, like, my throat hurts. He was like, I don't know. And God forbid if this thing does come back and there's something, you know, not majorly wrong, but you have to, you know, do whatever. The guy that told you to stop being a pussy, I'm going back to him and I'm writing like a letter of like, this guy should get fired. Like, you don't just, you know what I mean? You don't tell somebody just stop.
He was trying to do that to sort of like calm my nerves down and just be like, yo, dude, you're young. Everything's good. And I like the guy too. Like, he's a cool dude. Like, when I went in there, I've been now three times, and the third time was last week. And I was like, dude, I said, let's get it done, dude. I said, it's my fucking thyroid at 9 a.m. I was like, dude, it's my thyroid that's killing me. It feels like that. And he's feeling it. Hopefully it's like a muscle thing, man. I don't know if there's a lot of muscles in your throat or anything else going on like that. But, man, I don't know, man. I pray. I really do pray for other people, man. But I pray there's nothing fucked up in my throat, dude. Because anything can happen. Anything can happen. And I hate thinking deep like that. But if it does happen, you know, I'm going to go in, get my fucking throat cut open. Let me get some surgical action. And then, you know, let me hit me a parlay and wake up and I'm fucking rich. You know, so you better have a good parlay for me. Let's talk about it, man. You lost me a lot of money this weekend. I'm not going to lie. I got paid you know, and I get paid at $500 every 2 weeks right now. I'm also looking for a full-time job. I'm down to $300, man. Okay. I'm down to $300. You're not giving me the good bets. And now I'm going to have to go DoorDash at night and try to make $100 tonight.
So, okay. Well, let me tell you how this worked. You hit me up on Saturday night and was like, what you got for your slip? I gave you my slip. There was the Patriots. I still think that was the correct play. I know they got their shit blown out, right?
So it was Patriots alternative spread.
Right. So we lost that one. You didn't hit me up for the earlier game where I...
Hold up. No, you have to tell them what that slip was.
Alternate spread, Patriots plus 10.5.
Yeah.
And then like over like 40 or something.
Right.
The over hit, Bills damn near covered the over themselves, 41 or something. So that part was good. Patriots obviously was not a good play, but you didn't come to me for the first game. So I gave you a loser off the bat after I'm sitting pretty 1-1. Yeah. Then we go for the next two and I'm 3-1 for the weekend. And then Sunday night, you asked me what the slip is again and you lost. So I don't know how this is put on me. This isn't my fault. I went even for the weekend on NFL football.
I thought there was a game before. No, I guess there wasn't. Okay. What was the Sunday day game?
So it was Tampa Bay, which we hit because we were recording.
We hit that one.
Then we hit the 49er
pick. Oh, I know what I did. I went all in on that last night's game. I went all in. Everything that I won.
Yeah, and then Sunday night's game. So 49ers we hit, Bucks I hit, and then last night, the last Sunday night game, we fucked up. I gave you the loser.
Yep. So I don't like betting, man. I don't. Okay, cool. Well, we'll see what happens. I posted an Instagram story this weekend while I was hanging out with the Lishy boys. Shout out Lishy, man. Love you guys, man. That's one of the coolest dudes to hang out with. You guys ran me broke, dude. I used a little bit of the MTM bank account, but you know, we didn't agree on this, so I felt bad if I would use a lot of it. But I did send out like 5 sweatshirts to you guys. And I apologize because when I was checking these DMs, Liam, I seriously got like 60 DMs. And I kept telling people like, oh yeah, I got you. I had to wake up that next day and be like, I actually don't got you, dude. These things are expensive, bro. So Titans are coming up. If you did get a free merch or free hoodie from me, it's coming. I don't know if we'll still be in the playoffs. We have to be in the Super Bowl for you to rock whatever you're going to get. But it's just out there. I don't know if we were getting rid of the design or not, but maybe it was a little strategy on trying to get our stuff back out there. But yeah, man, go get your merch. Titans are coming up. Broadway is getting closed out again. So go rock your MTM merch, the Titans sweatshirt. On that note, we did lose our freelancer. Our freelancer got pissed at us, man. He's the guy that made the design, and he's made multiple of our designs. So our freelancer doesn't like us because we ask him to do a lot of these rough drafts, and it's a guy from Indonesia. So, you know, and he's a freelancer on Fiverr, you know, that's how they make their money. I've asked him to do a lot of rough drafts that I just didn't like, and it's hard communicating with a guy who speaks broken English. He completely cut us off, man, after a year. So shout out to, I think his name was Damien or something, dude, but shout out Damien. I'll give him a clap. And I guess we're looking for freelancers to do our designs now.
Actually, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because first thing is that I've realized it's so hard to have somebody buy in and then like do a good job. Obviously, we've had, you know, interns and people that work for us still and now, and everybody now is bought in, but like we've had some people not kind of really truly bought in. And then it seemed like he was, you know, going down a good path of like, let's rock it for the boys, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know, man. It's hard to have somebody that does a good job, which he did a great job. But I mean, we need somebody, right? We got to get this merch out now. We got to
get the merch. But I think that being said, though, we still have this design and it's actually coming out in physical form. Probably, I don't even know, man, by like probably the end of the first week of February. So who knows where the Titans will be at. But we will have that merch, and it is hard to sell it online. If you guys want to go support us, go to our social media at Man to Man Podcast. We're actually the two dudes that didn't play NFL football, so we'll probably be second or third. But that's our page, and go check us out. What else is there?
You know, working on trying to get down to Nashville. I feel like I realized that I can't just move somewhere. You can't just move somewhere, no matter where you are, without like a job or like a transition and like having like something to go along with. You can't just up and move sometimes. You know what I mean?
Well, Cinderella could have told you that, dog.
No, but it's like once you like start planning and like you got things locked down and you're, you know, you're really like so close, but then you realize like, actually I'm not as close as I thought, or like I still have to make sure this and this and this gets done. And it's just like, oh no, it's a process. Tough. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, bro. I've been applying for a ton of jobs right now. I've been applying for a ton of jobs in Los Angeles. I'm not gonna lie. So I'm trying to get that PR marketing remote job. You feel me, gang, gang? You know, jobs are opening up right now. It is tough though, and I mean, it's tough in Nashville too. The market is a little tricky right now. I've been reaching out to people on LinkedIn that actually have worked for these companies. They're like senior directors and senior VPs and execs and things like that. They're actually responding. So if you guys are looking to try to find another way, another avenue to just besides cold applying, like hit those people up, hit the hiring people up on LinkedIn. Don't be afraid to go to that company's, team and just hit one of those people up. I've gotten some great feedback from a lot of people that work at these companies that are going to, you know, send my resume in to the hiring manager. They have no idea who I am. So appreciate that. It's still hard, man. We're still in COVID, you know, this Omicron thing is still going to be here for a minute. We don't have to talk too much about it, but when you're talking about looking at jobs and trying to get jobs and like me too as well, it's going to be a second. It's probably going to be until March or April. A to Z Sports reached back out to me. They had the same thing, man. They liked me a lot, but they're kind of like us, you know, where they're a very popular network in Nashville. But what do? They put all their money that they get back into the brand.
Right.
So it's like, and then I think their thing is, you know, you're going to have to start putting money into people. So they're kind of hiring more higher level people right now, which is what a lot of companies and jobs are doing right now, which sucks because you need 17 years of experience for a fucking internship or entry level job. But I think it's there. We're close. I got my portfolio rocking. We got, you know, the cover letters there, everything else. It's just kind of funny because a lot of companies that are hiring for internships are looking for people that are in college for college credit.
Yeah.
And that could be another conversation too, but I want to be a publicity intern. You know, when we reach out to all these agents and managers, I like doing that. And so I kind of think I don't have like any experience doing that, but that's kind of what I've been looking into and maybe what I'm interested in doing, something with entertainment and publicity, if not just something with PR and marketing. But when you talk about when you're applying for a marketing job or a marketing coordinator or assistant position, everyone can do marketing. You know, you can do it on this rectangular thing that we have right here. So keep grinding.
That's another thing though. I want to mention to you is it's all about who you know. So like you saying you go into those people, like, you know, the hiring people, that's a connection that you have before you even, you know, technically apply to that job, you know, and you've had a conversation. That's all it is. Like I found that out way back in the day of just not even, I knew it, but like putting it into like real life of like, it's all about who you know. If you know somebody that's in the door already and they can basically vouch for you, you know, in the NFL, that's like players are not to, you know, go too far out on a tangent. Like the Antonio Brown thing, like if he ever wants to play in the NFL again, he'll have to have somebody that's already in the NFL or has connections to kind of like endorse him. Like, yeah, he got, you know, back, he's been talking to people, he's always been training and stuff like that. You have to have those type of people like endorse you and sponsor you and be like, yeah, he's valid, like, you know what I mean? So that's all about your connections, and that's basically how the big workforce, you know, not the, you know, lower level, just like, I don't know, jobs are, but like anything in the, like a corporation, is like, it's all about who you know. You know, you might not be the most qualified for the job, but if you know that guy personally and you, you know, kick it with him on the weekends, that's your boy, and he'll get you probably the job before somebody that maybe might be as qualified or if not as qualified as you.
At least an interview.
Right. And that's another thing a lot of people don't understand. It's all about interviews too. Like you have to be a good interviewer. You got to be, you know your resume inside and out, not go list by list of what your resume is and stuff like that. But yeah, it's a process, man.
Yeah, interviewing is tough, man. Like you can have the perfect resume, you can have the perfect cover letter, portfolio, whatever it is. Honestly, the toughest thing for me is expressing. I don't know if expressing is the best word. See, that's what I'm saying. Like I'm just not so great with my words. And when it comes to talking to someone that is just a hiring manager, like someone completely new, and it's all just about first impressions. You really do have to practice interviewing. And for me, it's funny because the reason how I got my first two jobs is I the first job I worked at a place called CBD Marketing. It was a marketing agency, nothing to do with CBD. It was Coleman, Brohan, and Davis, the initials. I went in there and asked about pot. Somehow I got hired. I didn't know what was going on. The second they hired me the same.
But you stuck out though. You know what I mean?
They hired me the same day, like an hour later. I don't know why. That was a bust for me. And then this second job that I had that I got in Chicago was I had told them that I was conceived on Addison on top of a bar on Addison Street. They said, "Why did you move to Chicago?" I said, "I was conceived on Addison Street." They said, "Okay." I said, "All right, yeah." So, and then I got hired like a couple weeks later. So now talking to people and I'm like, "Hey, you know, I can't say I got conceived anywhere. Now it's the real deal." Like people are trying to look at me, especially for the jobs I'm applying to, you know, and all the jobs that I am applying to always require writing tests. And I am not like the biggest fan of fucking writing, but what I'm trying to get into obviously requires, you know, some level of writing experience. So. Yeah, man, it's funny because I'm just like, damn, dude, I don't know what to do. But the hardest part is honestly getting an interview. So anybody out there, just keep grinding, dude. You're going to have to apply for hundreds and hundreds of jobs. Did you hear about the tsunami that hit?
The what?
There was a undersea tsunami eruption that hit, I believe, in the Pacific Ocean. Did you not hear about this?
No, I didn't hear
about this. What the fuck, dude? This is like the biggest thing. Earlier this week, hold on, I'm going to Joe Rogan's. Of course, it's on Joe Rogan's. But, okay, so like North Korea had like launched a missile, you know, just practicing over there, just practicing. But I think a lot of people are having speculation that this missile had hit. I don't know if it was the Pacific Ocean or what it was. Okay, the undersea volcano, but I think the missile hit the sea and then that's what happened. I got to send you this on Instagram. The undersea volcano Hunga Tonga Hunga Ha Pa erupted earlier this morning, causing tsunami alerts for the immediate area and beyond. Australia, Japan, the entire west coast of the United States. Lily Snapchat me this. They said the sea level went above, increased by a foot. Yeah, pretty much any territory with a Pacific beach is under some degree of tsunami advisory at this time. The eruption registered a 7.4 on the Richter scale and sent an enormous plume of ash at least 12 miles into the sky.
Something's going fucked up over there.
as with just about all large scale natural events, the extent of the damage will not be fully realized until the dust has settled. It's pretty crazy, man. I'm going to send you.
That's another thing that I'm kind of glad I don't live like on a coast, because like at the end of the day, the first, like if anything happens, like in terms of like water or like tsunamis or something national disaster, the coast, I mean, they're going to be the first one affected. So yeah. Like being landlocked is probably like the best thing.
Well, you better buy an NFT out there, dog. You know, those NFTs are gonna be crucial. Yeah, look at that real quick, man. That's nuts. That's nuts. Anything can happen, man. I think we just kind of take things for granted. I try to not take things for granted, but you know, I do, you know, whenever you're stuck in this, you know, in the iPhone world and things like that. You said something about the meta. Did you look at that, by the way?
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's fucking nuts. You said something about the metaverse. See, I'm not even recognized yet, dog. Talk to us about the metaverse, because I will just say the people that we've reached out to are, we're going to have a bunch of like influencers and musicians on and kind of go that route. But we have reached out to people who do digital art for some pretty big name NFT companies, like Invisible Friends, Inbetweeners, World of Women. I don't know if you heard of any of those. I don't really understand any of it. I know it's a lot of money and you pay with Ethereum, which, you know, put some more money in the Ethereum portfolio. But talk to us about the metaverse and what you think the NFTs are all about. Like, I just want to hear your thoughts about them. Do we need to get on NFTs? Do we stay with crypto? real assets and stocks, or do we try to hop on the metaverse? I don't think it's time yet for the metaverse.
So my biggest thing for NFTs is there's always, when new things come out, like we saw even with like Dogecoin and stuff, like the cryptos and stuff, there is a balloon effect in terms of the people that get on it first. There's an explosion of I got rich. That happens on any new platform that people will invest in. Same thing with like selling, you know, sports cards, baseball cards, football cards. There's always this first bubble that kind of gets people to get, and they see, you know, they talk to many people. Oh yeah, I made $100 here, or I made $40,000 here. And that gets people enticed to actually go and do it themselves. And they're probably not as successful, but for NFTs, that bubble is still kind of slowing down. I mean, it started and now it's kind of slowing down. So for me, I'm being honest, I don't get it. I don't know if I'm ever going to use, like, digital art, yes, is a thing, and I do believe that, but to think that it's, you know, in this, like you said, metaverse, and it's going to be valued something that's not in the actual, you know, physical form is a different story. And I think I told you this, I just told you this before we were recording, but like, I think I was having a conversation with, it was either you or somebody else, about in like 10 to 15 years, our jobs, there can be jobs like these people that go into these, you know, virtual realities, and, you know, they have a whole basically city and stuff. You know, you can do whatever, basically. You can, basically, real life just virtually, right? And I said to you, I said, I think in, you know, I don't know how long, but my guess is 15 to 20 years, there's going to be jobs open in virtual reality. Like, to keep the virtual reality space basically just relevant, you know? Like, people aren't going to go into these, you know, virtual realities. They're not going to put their little Oculus glasses on and go into a world that just sucks, you know? Nobody's in it or anything. And that requires uptick. You know, you have to be able, if you want to go, you know, to a bar, or like you want to go play golf, people will have to like maintain and like get you checked in. Obviously, you could just animate all that, but it's a different, I think the vision for them is a different like interaction, in terms of if you could actually make it as real as possible, go up to the counter and actually talk to, you know, a real person that's working there. That's a different story. You know, it just entices them to go in there even more, because nobody really wants to talk to a robot at a bar and be like, oh, hello, what do you want to drink? Right. That's not fun. But if you could talk to like your friend and be like, what's up, man? I see you working tonight. What's good? My thing is, they're going to actually have to get paid for doing that if they want to keep it going. So get a job in the metaverse as a bartender,
I
or
see
like,
it, dude.
Or whatever, in the next 15, 20 years, instead of doing that in real life and going out. I think it's there. I think that platform is there for you to do it.
Man, it's like some Black Mirror shit, dude. You know, did you see that episode of Black Mirror? You know what I'm talking about? Where they try to go smash like this, like his friend, like they end up turning gay in the metaverse or whatever. But then his girlfriend is like right there in the same room or whatever, or different room. I actually saw this guy on TikTok doing a stand-up act, like comedy, you know, in the metaverse, and doing it in front of other real people. And someone said in the top liked comment was, that's like the best way to practice public speaking.
Well, yeah, because you think of it that way. Say you want to go see, you know, I don't know, some, you know, anybody, Dave Chappelle, you know, Kid Rock, anybody that's a big performer or like that. Maybe you can't afford to go get tickets in real life, or you can't travel to Los Angeles. You can't travel where they're touring. But after that, he does a live show in virtual reality, and it's like maybe half price or something in terms of actually getting tickets to get into that room, and you get the same experience. That's going to be it.
That's it. I mean, the biggest thing about NFTs, though, are the ones that don't have like different incentives to them, I feel like, are the ones that are going to, you know, just move down the scale and get passed by everybody else. Because you look at Gary Vee's NFTs, and I really hate talking about Gary Vee. I like him, but he's just insane. But his NFTs like have different incentives to them. Like, you can go to conferences for like 3 straight years if you get one of the NFTs, or just things like that. Did you see the Brooklyn Nets, what they did? I know Griffin sent that into us. I didn't understand that either, but it's kind of like the same thing where I'm guessing you pay to get like courtside tickets to watch those guys play. And it is real. It does look real, but it's like a little delayed and obviously it's a little bit off. But yeah, not sure what they're doing.
Well, that was
either.
More of like they're going to be able to, it's like you get to buy tickets to watch that a real actual game that's on TV. You know, you could pull it up on ESPN, but also go into, you know, maybe a virtual reality goggles or whatever that universe is and get that like real time game of them actually playing because they have all these cameras in their arena, if that makes sense.
I wonder if you're able to talk shit to them, if you're going to be able to like, you know, act as a real fan in the arena, but there's going to have to be speakers like right next to the scoreboards.
I mean, you could sit there and talk shit, but they're not going to actually hear you.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, they got like a ton of speakers. And then, like in 10 years, there's nobody at the games. It's all just speakers.
I mean,
like,
I would do that though. Yeah, I really like, would go and you know, if it was a team I really liked or a game I really liked, I would pay you know maybe $50-$100. Nothing like a real ticket would cost, but something reduced and go in and actually be able to sit and watch them like it's real life. Why wouldn't I do that?
That's wild, man. That's wild. I guess we'll see what happens. So get your Ethereum up, man. Get your Ethereum up.
I don't know, man. I'm a big people person. I don't like the technology. I'm not on social media. Let me have a conversation with you. I don't need all this fake stuff.
I just don't get how they're going to be able to, you know, like bang and stuff in the metaverse. You know, that's going to require like an Oculus. You know what I'm saying? Little pocket.
See, that's the things, those are the sacrifices you're going to make. Like, you can have a whole life in the metaverse, but
I bet they figure it out. Well, I bet they figure it out.
You ain't going to get no pleasure. You're not getting any pleasure out of that. Not like you would in real life. Don't even start that, because that's some other shit that's like 100 years
down
the road.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I bet they'll figure it out, though. But yeah, I mean, you know, I was listening to the Full Send podcast, and they were talking about how they want to create like a Hard Rock cafe hotel like in real life, but why not just get a couple of designers that do it in the metaverse, and then you know people get these tokens or whatever and actually get that experience. It's all dumb as fuck to me. I'm sorry. I know it's going to be the future too. Like, I get that, and that's why I'm trying to like look into it and see what people are saying, because it's going to be a wave, and it already is a wave with the Bored Apes and everything else with the NFTs. But yeah, man, I think my wave is just trying to get a job. So, I don't know, man. We'll figure it out. I think it is. I was talking to my mom about it. I was like, hey, you should invest in the NFT. She's like, I don't even know what that is. So our parents don't get it. So that's all right, man. Well, anyways, I don't know if we have anything else. Tighten up. Looks like we got a good game coming up against the Bills. Hopefully get some good info.
Not the Bills.
Bengals. Bengals, sorry. I don't know why I was thinking about the Bills. Bills and Chiefs, man. It's going to be a good game. Patiently waiting for results, man. You guys, I don't know. I feel like I'm that kind of dude that I don't know. I don't know. Hopefully everything's okay. But yeah, you'll have to come down to Nashville, man. They're gonna shut down Broadway. If we make it to the AFC, you'll have to come down and come to a game.
Yeah, I was telling Ethan. He called me the other day about something, but I was thinking if we make it to the Super Bowl, it's out in LA. Might have to go down and not get tickets to the game because I ain't got bank like that, but just go watch it in LA.
We were talking about that at Lishy too. We were like, yo, we should go to the Super Bowl. And it would have been a realistic thing last year, but this year it's just, I mean, it's going to be like $350 a ticket, I'd only imagine, and then getting an Airbnb.
I wouldn't even want to go to the actual game. Just watch it somewhere in LA.
I know. But you got to get the hotel, the flight, and then you got to pay for the expensive food while watching some dude piss on Hollywood Boulevard.
The cologne in the corner guy.
Yeah, he's drinking the cologne in the corner, man. All right, man. I don't think I have anything else. Good talk. I'm kind of glad to just hop on here before we get a lot of people on the pod. We have people lined up until next month. So
yeah.
You guys be on the lookout for that. Next, appreciate y'all rocking.
Basically next 6 weeks, really.
Yeah, I mean, next 6 weeks. There's a new feature on Spotify, how you can rate us. If you made it up to this point listening to the pod, go on our Spotify and rate us 5 stars. They should have had that 10,000 years ago when Apple started that. But cover art's hopefully coming soon, man. I'm going to kind of give... We have a freelancer in Nashville. Shout out Rachel Ratterman. She's working on her stuff right now, and hopefully it's dope. She's taking her time. We appreciate it. You know, it's been a minute, so we're hoping that it's cool. And new things will come, man. I think new things will come.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing else. I'm namaste these fools out of here if it's all right with you.
It's fine with me, dude.
Namaste to you guys. Namaste.
Namaste. We'll see y'all next week. Sheesh.
And clearly, I'm the chosen one, see my potential, so they fear me. Lately, I've been praying, God, I wonder, can you hear me? Thinking about the old me, I swear I miss you dearly. Stay down till you come up, I've been sticking to that theory. Every day about it, I'm exhausted and I'm weary. Make sure I smile in public when alone, my eyes teary. I fought through it all, but that shit hurt me severely. I've been getting high to have and have my insecurities. Taking different pills, but I know it ain't. Copped a BMW, new deposit, I picked up another bag. Like, fuck it, I'ma count while I'm in it. I hear planes flying, crowds screaming, money counting chains, clanking shit. I guess that's how it sound when you win it. I ain't joking, do it sound like I'm kidding. I've been making like 2,000 a minute. So high up through the clouds, I was swimming. I'm probably gonna drown when I'm in it. I bet she gonna get loud when I'm in it. And we might have a child when I'm finished. Never put out a weak verse. I'm a size when we lurk. I'm stuck till my feet hurt. When putting them streets first, white tees turn burgundy t-shirts. Looking for some real, he's stuck in a deep search. Anxiety killing me, I just wanna leave Earth. When they